In the Bible, Jesus does not refer to his followers as Christians. Not even once. So, what does he call them? And what does the name mean exactly? Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week, we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for the week and a brief devotion. As we continue in the Gospel of Luke today, Jesus calls out his listeners for living in denial. No, not the river in Egypt. Sorry about that. My daughters would call me out for another dad joke if they were here. Anyway, the denial Jesus points out reminds us that sometimes following Jesus comes with a cost. It isn't always easy. And that brings us back to that title Jesus uses for his followers. He doesn't call them Christians. He says they are disciples. What is a disciple of Jesus? Let's say hello to our guest this week who has an answer for us. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, I'm Pastor Claire Douglas. The Greek term for disciple in the New Testament is mathetes, which basically means student or learner. But a disciple is also a follower, someone who adheres completely to the teachings of another, making the teachings their rule of life and conduct. The Pharisees prided themselves in being disciples of Moses. Jesus' followers were called disciples long before they were ever called Christians. Their discipleship began with Jesus' call and required them to exercise their will to follow him. And indeed, United Methodists believe that to be a disciple of Christ is to make a conscious decision to turn towards God and a life of service. This is possible because of God's freely given love and mercy at work in our lives. Or in other words, God's grace. This information comes from gotquestions.org and umc.org. Back to you, Bill.
Thanks, Claire. Let's begin with a prayer. We pause to savor the beauty of summertime, Creator God, the warmth of the sun, the cooling breeze, the sights and smells that awaken our senses to your incredible creation. At times we feel so small and insignificant among the vastness of it all. Then your word reminds us that you, our Creator, know and love us. And because of Jesus, nothing can ever separate us from your love. We quiet ourselves to listen to your word. May we choose to follow you today, still reflecting on your teachings. And inspired by your example, may we do the good we can. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 54 through 56. Jesus also said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud forming in the west, you immediately say, 'It's going to rain.' And indeed, it does. And when a south wind blows, you say, 'A heat wave is coming.' And it does. Hypocrites! You know how to interpret conditions on earth and in the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret the present time?" Now for a reflection on this gospel passage written by Ben Ingebretson, who's director of New Church Development for the Dakota's Minnesota Conferences of the United Methodist Church. Ben writes, "Earlier in Luke 12, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, but here he is talking to a crowd. These are people who depend on their crops for survival. They study the skies and winds for any indication of what weather is coming. They know by experience that westward clouds passing over a body of water bring rain, and southern winds bring warmer temperatures. They can see these indicators right before their eyes. But there are other indicators before them that they cannot comprehend. The religious leaders are arrogant and prideful. Herod and the Romans are bearing down with their unjust agenda of occupation. By contrast, Jesus has been walking among them, performing miracles and teaching the pure religion of the kingdom of God. Why can they not see the signs and accept what is before their eyes? Jesus has a single-word diagnosis: hypocrisy. They know the truth, but they live in denial of it. Their problem is not their capacity to understand, it is their unwillingness to accept the truth. They don't like what it could mean for them if Jesus is indeed who he says he is. There is a proverb that captures this tragedy: a person convinced against their will is of the same persuasion still. Jesus understands this powerful reality, and he calls them out. Like the crowds who followed Jesus, we too must recognize the hypocritical dilemmas we face. We know the right action, but something overtakes us and we fail to do what we know to be right. That something is the very thing Jesus illuminates. We are not always ready to accept and believe what being a disciple of Jesus means for us. It is not easy to hear these words, but we can trust that Jesus wants us to know abundant life. Holy God, I am not yet as I hope one day to be. Grant me your grace and lead me into abundant life in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services during the summer at 8:30 and 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The 10 o'clock service is also streamed live on our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for the Good We Can.